Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem. Recently, the Jewish people stopped to remember the destruction of Solomon's temple in 586 BC and Herod's temple in 70 AD, both on the day of Tish B'Av. That's the headline. In a moment, Winky Medad will join me to explain this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
They marched around the city. What else were they doing?
The women in green have started maybe two decades ago a walk around the old city. The old city is walled in, but they have made a substitution for going up on the Temple Mount by having people walk around. They sit in the Independence Park for the reading of the Lamentations, and then they simply walk around the old city walls. Actually, that custom was started by secular Jews who were looking for a different way of marking the day. Instead of going to the synagogue in mourning and sitting on the floor, they gave a little bit of life, if I can use that phrase, to the day and marched around the entirety of the old city of Jerusalem.
Winky, I understand this particular march, all of those participating were calling for access up onto the Temple Mount, and then they were looking forward and calling for the rebuilding of the temple. Is that correct?
That is correct. The sacredness of the site still exists in Jewish ritual law, and so not everybody feels comfortable going up there. It's still a minority opinion. But this way, the women in green managed to get many more people on the walk, which only simply heightens the consciousness and the recognition that the center of everything is the Temple Mount. And from there, everything in terms of redemption and re-existing as a state with a full power from the Bible point of view will begin.
Winky Medad to fill in the details on the Jewish holy day of Tish B'Av. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. God's Word says that Jesus will return to the Mount of Olives in Jerusalem, and after his return, build a temple on the Temple Mount, a temple from which he will rule and reign forever. That's Zechariah chapter 6, verses 12 and 13. That will be the temple of the kingdom, or as they refer to it, Messiah's temple, where Christ will be King of Kings and Lord of Lords. However, there will be another Jewish temple on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem before the millennial temple is built. That next temple will stand in Jerusalem during the seven-year tribulation period. That next temple will be desecrated by the Antichrist, 2 Thessalonians 2:4, and then destroyed at the end of the tribulation period. The proof text for that tribulation temple can be found in Daniel chapter 9, verse 27, Matthew 24, 15, 2 Thessalonians 2:4, and Revelation chapter 11, verses 1 and 2. All is ready for that tribulation temple to be rebuilt. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...